it does not get much more looked forward to coin a term, than the Only Jesus Tour. Two of the most powerful acts in CCM today headline the effort, making its way across America as we speak. Casting Crowns and Mr. Zach Williams, teaming up with the fresh voice of Austin French. And today we get the chance to welcome back the gentleman who's been seeing just an incredible response over the last couple years to songs like Old Church Choir, Fear is a Liar, and his latest offering, Survivor. Now Mr. Zach Williams joins us now. The warmest of returning welcomes to you, sir. How's it going today?
So far, so good. But I hadn't been up very long, so we'll see.
Well, I know that ministry is at the beating heart of everything that you do. What is so special about this Only Jesus tour? What's the opportunity that you hope to reach people with each evening?
Man, I think for me, one thing that sticks out, the very first night of this tour, I remember praying backstage with my band guys, and one thing that we all felt we really wanted this tour to do was we wanted to step on the stage every night and leave differently than we were when we got on the stage. You know, the one thing that I think Mark is really good at in their set is pointing to Jesus. You know, without Jesus, none of this would be possible. We wouldn't be where we're at. I certainly wouldn't be doing the things that I'm doing had it not been for him. And so that's kind of been my prayer. That's my prayer for everybody that comes to this. I always ask every night when we come to a certain point of the show, if they came here tonight wanting to leave differently than they were when they got here. And we always give them an opportunity to, if there's something that's on their heart, something that they don't want to go home with, that they just want to leave for Jesus to deal with, then tonight's the night to do that. And for me, that's been kind of my theme and my vision for this whole tour, is to just walk away different every night than I was when I stepped on stage.
Man, there's such a talented collection of voices and talented musicians and big hearts in this Only Jesus tour. So a person who has their ticket, a person who's thinking about getting their ticket, what can they expect? Introduce us to the type of evening we'll encounter if we head to the Only Jesus tour.
Oh, man, actually, there's a lot of production on this tour, a lot more than ever I was really expecting when we started. And we've got a new set with we wrote out a bunch of new set pieces for our tour, and we've got this bunch of these old church stained glass windows on the stage with me and my band, and that's kind of been the theme of our show. And the Crowns have a big, LED wall behind them, and, wow, and a lot of things going on. And then Austin, he's got a great opening set. He really brings it. And I think there's a lot of different styles of music in our set with Austin, me, and Casting Crowns, but in some way it's working and it's messy.
Something that really stuck out to me reading about the tour and just kind of the relationships between all of y'all, do I understand this correctly? When you're on tour on a Sunday, you'll actually get together and have a tour church. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually do. Actually, every day at 4 o'clock we meet. We've got kind of, at the very beginning of the tour, we split into like little life groups, kind of four people groups, to just kind of get to know different people on the tour that we wouldn't, really didn't know. And so every day at 4 o'clock, we get together and we'll either meet with our groups or somebody will lead a little devotional, and we'll spread out and we'll pray over that arena. But then on Sundays, if we're out on the road on a Sunday, we actually do the full-blown I'll lead worship, or Mark's daughters led worship the last time. And then somebody will bring a kind of a message, and it's the same thing. But yeah, this is it's been really fun.
We're talking to the gentleman who's the recording artist behind the hope-filled anthems Chainbreaker, Fear is a Liar, and the track making waves across America right now called Survivor. Now making his way across America with Casting Crowns and Austin French on the Only Jesus Tour, Mr. Zach Williams is with us today. You had the chance, speaking of the song Survivor, which has begun to mean so much to so many, you had the chance to make a live recording of this song at Harding Prison. What was the heart behind that idea, first of all, sir?
A little over 6 years ago, me and my wife, we went on a prison ministry trip with our church. And we went in and we shared, me and my wife shared our testimony of just what God had brought us through, and the relationships that he had mended through our family and our friends. And I had some new songs that I'd written. It was kind of my first kind of go at writing any kind of Christian music. I was a new Christian. Even though I'd grown up in church my whole life, I was, I'd just given my life to the Lord. And I went in, we shared these stories with these women, and I played some songs in this women's prison. And I felt like God really very clearly spoke to me and said, I want you to look around. And when I opened my eyes, there are about 25 or 30 women that give their life to the Lord that night in this altar call. Wow. And he was like, this is what I have for you. This is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to write. These are the people I want you to read. These are the places I want you to be in. And it kind of lit a fire under me. And I started writing music. At that point, things started changing for me musically. And a year later, the church that we were going to asked me to help launch a campus with them. And we launched a campus and started reaching out to people like that have been through drug rehab or prison ministry or any of that type of stuff. And so over the last several years, it's just become something that I've really had a heart for. I can remember all the chances that I've been given by friends and family and certainly by God, he's given me chance after chance. And I thought, these people in these prison systems are kind of forgotten about. And a lot of them don't have family that can visit them. A lot of them don't even have a father, and they all need to know that they have a heavenly father. And so my idea for this record was just to go in to this prison in Nashville and share God with these men. And to be honest, I remember the day that I got there, I was like, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? Like, I have no idea what I'm going to say to these guys, Yeah. And one of the guards had already told me, he was like, if these guys think for a second that you're fake, game over. It's not going to be good. And I was like, great, and I'm sitting here thinking, what am I going to say? And it's crazy how God prepares you for those moments. He just wants to hear you a lot of times say, I'll go and I'll do. Even if you don't know what you're going to say or do. And he prepared me for that moment. And we shared these songs with these men over the course of about 6 hours. We played these songs over and over. And I saw a hopelessness in all these men turn to hope, and they chose hope that day in Jesus. And it was a special day. I watched several of these men find freedom behind bars. And I mean, it was just an honor and a privilege to be there with those guys that day and just see God at work.
Saying yes to God is such a fascinating part of your story too, because there's a little bit of a countercultural part of it. You talk to so many different artists who will say that they have been with their instrument of choice, right, since they were 6-7 years old. They've grown up with it. But you didn't start playing guitar until after your 20th birthday. Is that right?
That was my freshman year in college. And I'd gone to school on a basketball scholarship. And the day before my freshman season started, I tore 5 ligaments in my ankles and I couldn't play that first year in school. And my roommate had his old guitar that he brought down from his hometown in college, and it was sitting in the corner of our apartment just staring at me. And I was like, I'm going to teach myself how to play that guitar. And the next thing I know, I fell in love with music, and basketball kind of took a back seat. And that was the thing I started pursuing for the next 20 years. And here we are. A lot of times people, they don't see that though, but they see the new kid on the block and they think it's an overnight thing. But I've, for the last 20 years, been playing a guitar in some way just about every day of my life.
The one and only Zach Williams joining us today on the road. Good sir, what a pleasure to have you here today. Thanks so much for your authenticity, for being who you are, and for being here with us today. Just want to let you know that if you are looking to learn more about this good man, as well as maybe grab a ticket to the Only Jesus Tour with Casting Crowns and Austin French, the place to go, ZachWilliamsMusic.com. That's ZachWilliamsMusic.com.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com. God, you're my fire.